Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Calvin sent me notes and Steve Check got the story from Wichita. And, you know, I've been in this business now for over 30 years dealing with car cases and the law. This is the first time I've seen anybody gone after for this. Wichita car dealer ordered to pay $418,000, according to the district attorney. Laura McMillan wrote this for KSNW. A judge ordered a Wichita car dealer to pay that money over an issue with airbags. The district attorney says the dealer allegedly failed to disclose that cars had blown airbags before selling them, and that it was not the first time it happened. And it's not just the airbags had been deployed, but what was done afterwards to make it not appear that there's a problem there. The dealership is on East Lincoln there. Investigators say a car buyer complained about finding an airbag simulator device installed in a car. According to the DA, the device disabled the airbag light on the dash, concealing that the airbag had been deployed. The DA's Consumer Protection Division began investigating, allegedly found that the dealership sold 12 cars in the first quarter of 2023 with blown airbags that were not replaced, and says that the dealership failed to disclose that the blown airbags were, in fact, blown to the buyers. So you buy a car, you think it's got an airbag because cars have airbags, right? And it looks like there's something there, and the airbag warning light's not on, and it turns out there is no airbag. So the DA says the dealership entered into a consent judgment 5 years ago, admitting to a deceptive act for failing to disclose a blown airbag on a car. That was 5 years ago. At the time, the dealership and the owner were ordered to pay more than $20,000 in fines and refunds. This time, the fines are much higher. Court found that the sale of each of the 13 cars, because there's one more, so 13 total, in this case, all had undisclosed and concealed blown airbags, constituted willful violations of that consent judgment and also the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. So it turns out they were still subject to the consent judgment, and they were apparently still doing this. So a judge ordered a default against the dealership for engaging in deceptive acts and willfully violating the previous consent judgment. I will tell you that the dealership keeps being listed here as an LLC, which indicates that there might be the ability for someone to yank the plug on that operation and go away. The question is, will individuals be held liable? The court revoked the company's license to do business in Kansas, and it also ordered the LLC to pay $390,000 in civil penalties, court costs, and investigation fees. One car buyer has received restitution, but the company must pay $2,000 per car in restitution to the car owners. Presumably, I'm guessing it's how much it costs to have this fixed, but I could be wrong. The district attorney says car buyers must be careful when buying a used vehicle. He said trained mechanics may be unable to find the devices that were used in this situation unless they were told to look for them. He says that is why it is essential to examine a vehicle's Carfax report or similar history to see if the car has been in any accidents that may have resulted in airbag deployment. He also recommends simply doing a general online search of the vehicle identification number, because that can often reveal photos of prior damage to the car. You'd be surprised that if you run a VIN through Google, you can pop up pictures of where the car is being sold before or being auctioned before. And the fact that this dealership did this 13 times almost looks like they were looking for vehicles with blown airbags to get a great deal on them, right? And rather than repairing them, they simply put in the thing that overrides the warning light, and they save some money that way. And of course, they're playing a dangerous game there, because let's imagine if somebody got in an accident, there was no airbag. Huh, where'd the airbag go? But it does remind me of a story, and people say, Steve, you must have had some goofy stories about cases you had. Yes, I had plenty of them. And one of the goofiest early cases I had back in the old days, probably about 1991 or 92, yes, last century. I was out whaling with Ahab. No, I had a case where someone calls me up and they go, this is the strangest story. I bought a vehicle and no lights are on in the dashboard. Nothing indicate that there's problems. No idiot lights are on, as we like to call them in the business, idiot lights. And car's running funny. So I took it to a dealer and the guy put a reader on it and goes, huh, your check engine light should be on. It should be on. Now, I believe at this time, the idiot lights in this dashboard, there was no cover over them. They were just there. And he's looking at it while the engine's running. He goes, wait a second. And he licks his thumb and he goes like this. And it turns out that somebody, prior to selling it to my client, had just taken a black magic marker and just magic markered over the engine, check engine light. Which, you know, we can laugh about it now, but I filed a lawsuit then. So dealership claims they didn't do it. They said it must have been traded in that way. But I, in fact, you know, something that was so long ago, I don't even remember how that case resolved. I just remember that being the operative part of the story, that somebody taken a magic marker and markered over the check engine light so it wasn't on. And I also seem to recall years ago, I owned a car that had a check engine light that was on. And when I had somebody read it, they said it's something innocuous. I forgot what it was, but it was something so meaningless. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll get that fixed. And the car drove fine. And I drove it like that for a while. And then the check engine light went off. And I remember the time going, wow, it got better. No, the light burned out. But it's another story for another day. Here, the car dealer has been caught, apparently, overriding the airbag problem light. There is no airbag in these 13 cars. And has been ordered to pay back those car buyers $2,000 each, but also has to pay $418,000 in fines, costs, etc., because they violated a consent judgment, because they were accused of doing this before, and a court said, you can't do this anymore. And so they've lost their business license, and it does really make you wonder about some people and what they'll do. And what's amazing is, if you said, Steve, they caught some dealer doing something repeatedly, what are they doing? My first guess would be odometers, because I've heard of that. That's more common than this. It's the first time I've heard of this right here being a problem that somebody had done repeatedly. So it's a crazy story. Kelvin, thanks for sending it from KSNW out of Wichita, Kansas. Wichita car dealer ordered to pay $418,000, according to DA. And I got to mention, I'm not sure if you could hear that, but while I was doing this story about 5 minutes ago, maybe 4 minutes ago, it was a torrential downpour. Just insanely hard rain on the roof of the building to where I could barely hear myself think. But I suspect with my loud voice projecting into this microphone that it probably wasn't audible to you, but it may have been. So you may want to go back and listen one more time with the sound cranked way up and just see, but I don't know about that. But we're supposed to have rain on and off all day, and apparently it was on. But now it's off. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Problems are not stop signs. They are guidelines.